Good morning. We're going to call the Senate Judiciary Committee to order today. We have one bill that's before us. It's the Senate Joint Memorial 202. And we're going to be getting the registration for witnesses, and we'll go ahead and take the public testimony. Thank you. All right, I've got three individuals that are scheduled to give testimony at this point. I'm going to go ahead and ask Chana to give us an overview. And while she's doing that, if I can get Margie Easley to please come forward.
Thank you. Senator Przanski, members of the committee, Senate Joint Memorial 202 urges Congress to regulate rapid fire enhancing accessories in the same manner as fully automatic weapons, and urges Congress to enact legislation that includes unfinished firearm kits within the definition of firearm, and so thereby requiring a background check prior to the purchase of an unfinished kit and requiring a serial number be added to it upon completion.
All right, thank you. Margie, if you'll give us your full name and your testimony, please.
Thank you, Senator Przanski and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Marge Easley, and I'm here representing the League of Women Voters of Oregon. The League of Women Voters believes that government must play an active role in the reduction of gun violence. And this is why we applaud the sentiments behind SJM 202. Which is a plea for Congress to enact legislation to define and regulate semi-automatic assault weapons, as well as rapid-fire enhancing accessories,
Marge,
known as bump stocks.
For the record, I want to clarify.
Sure.
We're dealing with Senate Joint Memorial 202.
Yes.
And you made reference to the semi-automatics, and that was in Senate Joint 201. And so
you're
we're
right.
taking testimony only on 202.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to say that we have some caveats about our support. We believe that it's very well-intentioned for us to inspire congressional action. But it's no secret that Congress has been unable to enact any constructive gun safety laws for many years. So we are urging Oregon to take action as well. And we believe that local and state governments do have a role to play in taking action. And this joint memorial would have much more credibility if Oregon were also to take action, and we're asking for some commitment to take action during the next session of the legislature. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Before you stand up, is there anyone, any questions for Marge? Thank you very much for coming forward.
Yeah.
Our next two witnesses are going to be Kevin Sterick and Roger Beyer. Morning, gentlemen. Whoever would like to start.
Good morning. Members of the committee, for the record, my name is Kevin Sterick. I'm here representing the Oregon Firearms Federation. Senate Joint Memorial 202, while slightly less ridiculous than 201, is an example of what happens when people who have no idea what they're talking about get to direct legislative counsel to draft things. The memorial is a collection of technical and factual errors, and of course, it accomplishes nothing. But just to demonstrate how absurd it is, I brought with me several rapid-fire enhancing devices. In addition to my fingers, which would likely qualify under 202, I brought a few more exotic and complex devices, and here they are. Okay? Now, you might say, that's a rubber band and a belt loop. But actually, with a little bit of research, you would find out that you can use a rubber band and a belt or a belt loop to bump fire a firearm. But just to show you how ridiculous the definitions in this memorial are, I've also brought with me today a machine gun. I have quite a large collection of these. And here it is. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's not a machine gun. That's a shoelace. But you'd be wrong, because what I brought for you, and I have a copy for each of you, is a letter from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms saying unequivocally that a shoelace is a machine gun. Be happy to share this with you. Oregon has some serious problems. I think you're all aware of them. We've got children sleeping on couches in the offices of foster care representatives. I would really suggest that we concentrate on some of those things instead of pointless gestures like 202. Thank you.
Thank you. Roger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Roger Beyer. I'm here representing the NRA. NRA is opposed to SJM 202 as drafted for the following reasons. BTAF already regulates fully automatic firearms and accessories. They also have the ability to review any accessories that transform a semi-auto into a fully auto firearm. The rapid fire enhancing accessory in this memorial urges Congress to regulate rapid fire enhancing accessories in the same manner as fully automatic weapons. This resolution is vague and unclear as to what this resolution would urge Congress to define and regulate. And this broad overreaching provision of urging Congress to regulate these rapid fire enhancing accessories could potentially be interpreted as a request to criminalize numerous firearm modifications such as competition triggers, muzzle brakes, and ergonomic changes that are commonly done by law-abiding gun owners to make firearms more suitable for self-defense, competition, hunting, or even overcoming disabilities. Under parts and kits, the memorial also calls on Congress to regulate partial and completed firearm kits as if they were firearms and prohibit the transfer of a completed firearm without a serial number and background check. Every firearm made or imported into the United States has a part of the frame or receiver that ATF recognizes as the actual firearm. Current law already treats these lower receivers as firearms and requires background checks just like any other firearm purchase, and they contain a serial number. I would ask, at what point are you asking for regulation as a firearm? Any piece of metal that could become a firearm? ETF has already drawn a line which seems reasonable to us. This misguided resolution with broad and undefined provisions potentially urges Congress to sweep in and regulate many firearm accessories and parts which are commonly owned by firearm owners. This misguided approach will have no impact on crime, but rather will only criminalize law-abiding owners and who exercise their Second Amendment rights. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and be happy at taking questions.
Thank you. Any questions for the panel? Gentlemen, thank you very much. I ask again, is there anyone else who came today to give testimony on SJM 202? Not seeing any, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing on SJM 202. And I'm going to go ahead and open up a work session on Senate Bill SJM 202. And Senator Dimbrough?
Yes, Chair Prezonsky. I move Senate Joint Memorial 202 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules.
All right, Senator Dimbrough moves that Senate Joint Memorial 202 go move to the floor with a due pass recommendation, that and also that it be referred to the Committee on Rules. Discussion. Any objections?
Yes.
All right, so yeah, we're going to do a roll call. So we have the motion before us, and we're going to go ahead and do a roll call. And Christy, if you could help us with that, please.
Senator Bentz?
No.
Senator Dimbrough?
Aye.
Senator Gelzer?
Aye.
Senator Lindekamp?
Nay.
Senator Wagner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Thatcher?
No.
Chair Prezonsky?
Aye. Appears that the motion does have the constitutional measure, and it does move forward, so the motion passes, and it's on its way to the Senate Rules Committee with a due pass recommendation. Now, colleagues, I believe that takes care of the work we have for today. What I want to do is give everyone the notice that we may, tomorrow being the deadline for getting bills out, because of, there could be some backup on some of the paperwork, that we may need to come back in tomorrow afternoon. So what I'm shooting for at this time is for a time around 4 p.m. I know I have a commitment at 3, but I think that committee will be able to get its work done within an hour, so we won't be cutting into other people's time after 5. So if you could just make certain that your schedules, or if you're not going to be available, please let me know, or Chana, so we can have that information. But at this point, tentatively, the committee will be meeting it will be meeting tomorrow morning at 8:15. And if necessary, if the paperwork hasn't caught up with the bills that we still need to work, possibly at 4 p.m., but we will make sure we get notice to you as to the exact time, if that's necessary. Hopefully, we'll have all the paperwork and be able to be completed by the end of tomorrow's regular session. And regarding tomorrow, we do start at 8:15, and we have about three or four bills that we hopefully will have everything caught up. And with that, we're adjourned for the day.